I'm asking for an extra £5 per year, less than 10 pence a week, in order to pay for the extra policing that will be provided over the next few years. Residents have told me they want extra boots on the ground, so we'll be recruiting more police officers and more PCSOs in the coming months. It'll also be helping us to pay for new dedicated teams for cybercrime, for domestic abuse, mental health, and things like that. So residents will actually be getting something for their money. This isn't just a case of standing still.
We've also heard about the increase in risk of terror attacks across the UK, and particularly in Kent, maybe with all the ports and everything in our county. Is it also to help make sure that we are ready for that should that happen?
Of course, we need to make sure that we are ready for any attack. There's obviously no suggestion that there is one imminent, but we have been at a heightened state of alert for some considerable time now, and I think for really one of the longest sustained periods. So we need to make sure that Kent Police is ready and able to address, respond to any one of those threats that could potentially happen in the county. Some of that money will go towards that.
And what do you say if people are particularly worried about the fact that we are seeing this rise in our council tax?
I made visible policing a priority. Neighbourhood policing is a priority for the Chief Constable. And one of the ambitions for the new dedicated teams that I've talked about is that they'll be able to relieve some pressure on local policing so that we can see them out and about more often doing the things that people want them to do, so that they are a visible, reassuring, preventative presence in local communities.